Delgadito, delgadito. Sí, uno que
tiene.
Uno que tiene un huesito para el mango. Me lo enseñaste un día. ¿Tú crees que ese es el que buscaba? Yo lo buscaba.
Dice, after she washes the dishes, then she puts them in clear water.
She rinses them. Rinse them in warm water. Uh-huh. Warm, clear water. And then she put that aside and take the one that she washed them in and rinse it out and put this water in and then rinse them in some more clear water. Get all the soap off.
What about the cloth or rag she'd use when she's washing them?
She'd use a washcloth or a brush.
Mm-hmm. What did she call it?
A wash rag.
Uh-huh.
Or a washcloth. A dishcloth.
And what you bathe your face with, is that the washcloth or wash rag?
Well, the wash rag that you use on your face was never used in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Mama had some small, rough ones for washing the dishes, and she had some larger that weren't quite so rough for your face.
Mm-hmm. What about when she's drying the dishes? What would she use?
A dishcloth.
A dishcloth for washing or for drying them?
Yes. Well, the drying cloth was probably a yard square.
Uh-huh.
The washing ones were probably 8 inches square.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing you use to dry yourself off with?
The towel?
And you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out. You'd pour it through a
funnel.
And something that you put in a pistol. Be
a bullet?
Or another name for that.
Shell?
Or what about cork?
A what?
A cork.
Not like this.
See it?
Yeah, some of it is.
Look, that's 80 years old. Maybe more than that. My grandmother died in 87, and that was part of her, my mother's mom.
Years old.
Gracias.
You'd say they...
A cork?
Well, they weren't, firing live ammunition, they were just firing blank.
Oh, blank.
Blank what?
Cartridge.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney.
Stovepipe.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, you could use a
wheelbarrow.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain to it and I put it out of the way.
I drug it out of the way.
And you say, we have, what, many logs out of this road. Using that word, you said, we have...
Drug.
Okay. And you say, you have to tie a chain around it in order to...
Pull it.
Or to...
Move it. Drag it.
And...
We always had a chain about 4 or 5 feet long that was a log puller.
Mm-hmm.
And then a good heavy rope from there on, and the chain had a hook on it. And the reason you use a chain was dragging it over the ground, the rope would wear out. and we'd always have a log chain,
mm-hmm,
to haul the logs with, fence posts or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have one out at the ranch now, sure, if you want to get there. I've got mine made with a big knot tied on the end of it, and you hook it on the horn of the saddle and pull it to the saddle,
mm-hmm,
on the horse.
If you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And nowadays, if the lamp wasn't running,